Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one here is the difference between Melania Trump's behind and Bridget Macron's. Looks like there's no cushion for the pushing on the right. Maybe the beef is in the front. Maybe someone needs to ask Grandpa on the right why he's wearing a dress. Gramps definitely doesn't have back. I don't know about you, but it looks like Trump had way more fun in the bedroom than macaroni. Then again, that flat bum was probably all he's ever known. Women want beta males like him in power so they can manipulate the rest of us. Up next looks like another case of hybristophilia, with this woman marrying a man convicted of ending her brother, proving that some women have no loyalty for their tribe or even their family. Often women marrying guys like this get ended by them in the end, as well. When women say they want a nice, kind man, don't believe it. The story is true and it happened back in 1987. So I guess women have always liked bad boys. Number three, here's the difference between Mexicans in the United States celebrating their heritage versus Mexicans when they're sent back to Mexico. I grew up in an Eastern European community in the 80s and 90s that took every chance it could to attack Canada and Canadians. But God forbid they ever had to go back to live in their country of origin. They felt superior to Canadians the way I'm sure many Mexicans feel superior to Americans, yet they can't build a comparable civilization. Moving on, here's the difference between California in 2025 and 1965. You just know that by 2080 it's going to get a lot worse, probably looking like something from the wasteland from Mad Max. I don't have a problem with immigration. I'm an immigrant myself. I just have a problem with migrants refusing to assimilate and go through the proper immigration channels. Assimilating into a new culture was one of the toughest things I've ever done, especially retraining my brain to think in English. Number five, here's how bad the American injustice system has gotten. A Florida teen accused of rigging a homecoming election faced 16 years in prison. Meanwhile, two teens accused of ending an Uber Eats driver won't be held past the age of 21 or go to prison. In the end, the charges against the girl that rigged the homecoming election were dropped, and her mother was the one that ended up getting 18 months probation. Also, it's always important to look at the outcomes because women rarely ever face any real accountability. Up next, what's this guy's rapping name? How about Odd Eyeballs? But he looks gifted because he's probably the only man in the world with the proper facial structure to see a Picasso painting as real art. As for some possible rapping names, how about Chris Crossed? Or Big Cap? Dr. Droop? DJ Dizzy Jeff? Or Grandmaster Googly Eyes? I wonder how many times his mother dropped him so he ended up looking like this. Number seven, she's a feminist, but she's still wondering why men are still sitting on the subway when there are women standing. As a man, I can sit. That's equality, baby. If you don't like it, then stop being a feminist. Women wanted special privileges, but they didn't actually want to give up their old traditional advantages. They want to ride two horses with one ass, and they're upset that they can't have it both ways, and this one wants to shame men into giving her that special treatment again. Moving on, Simone Biles told Raleigh Gaines that she looks like a man. Remember, women accuse others of that which they are guilty of themselves. Simone even looks like she has something down there too. Also, her Rocky Balboa shoulders are to die for. Either that or she looks like a black SpongeBob. Does anyone remember Chaka from the film The Land of the Lost? He just came to mind for some reason. Simone is just jealous though that she's not as beautiful. Number nine, is it possible that the billionaire elites flooded the West with immigrants so that people wouldn't try and eat the rich? Yes, it's probably true to some extent, and sooner than later there won't even be a middle class. It's all about getting people to fight each other instead of paying attention to what the elites are doing. I think that the cost of living will be much cheaper again once the boomers are gone, along with a massive hangover mess. Up next, blue pillars want you to believe that there will only be two ways forward for men, either feminism or traditional gynocentrism. But this illustrates that people are finally figuring out that both choices are the same. I've said for many years that I'm glad that men are finally catching on. Traditional conservatives are just simps rationalizing why they aren't. Men are increasingly turning around and going their own way, or checking out, as the manosphere now calls it. Number 11, why don't we have a replacement for the Concorde yet? Could it be because this is the peak of our civilization? Maybe because of high oil prices and that it burned too much fuel and wasn't financially viable? What about NIMBYism? The extremely loud sonic booms also prevented this thing from flying over continents, and it only really flew over the Atlantic. I saw it fly a couple of times in Toronto, and it was extremely loud, and the windows would rumble. moving on how long before California is deemed to be a failed state. The people in the background lining up for Dale's Donuts don't seem to care that protesters are burning a car behind them and taking a selfie in front of it. I thought that there was only Randy's Donuts in Los Angeles. I didn't realize there were a bunch of giant donut shops all over the city. As for becoming a failed state, that honor will probably fall to Canada first. Number 13, if a female version of Brokeback Mountain ever came out, would you watch it? I certainly would. But it would be better if they changed the name to Deep Knuckle Ridge. It would also piss off the trad cucks because cowgirls are considered to be the right. People on the right would watch it to hate it, and people on the left would watch it because people on the right were pissed off about it. It's a brilliant idea as well as marketing if it's executed properly. Up next, what I think is insane is that women hate men that use Android phones, because if our phone's picture quality is bad, then how are we going to care about our relationships? In reality, they see Samsung phones as lower cost, so therefore the man is cheap and low status. If he can only afford an Android phone, then how is he supposed to take her to Dorsia the way that Patrick Bateman did, or pay for other Michelin star restaurants? Number 15, the Polish president signs a law allowing shootings of illegal migrants at the border. My prediction is that soon there'll be another Berlin Wall protecting Eastern Europe from Western European enrichment. Either that or the world will quickly turn xenophobic and realize that there are average biological differences between different races. I guess at least someone is learning from the mistakes made by the West. Imagine if the mayor of LA had the Polish president's spirits. Moving on, this guy saw the Tinder effect firsthand, when his mother in her late 60s put herself on the app and tons of simps started worshipping her, and even wanted long-term relationships. She got so much attention that she didn't know what to do with it all. It's true. 15 years ago, I saw a 60-year-old woman get a 65-year-old millionaire. Tinder is creating incel and MGTOW rates of around 80%. No society can survive that in the long run unless men start using technology to reproduce. Number 17, this woman is sorry to trigger people, but she wants everyone to know that this is what a healthy body looks like. Quick, someone needs to spray her with water or her skin will dry out, and they'll need to get some kind of a device to put her back in the water. The only healthy body I see here is the body of ocean behind whatever is in the foreground. Even this guy has standards and thinks that she's too unattractive and overweight to date. Up next, the modern independent woman doesn't take her husband's surname, but she uses his house, money, car, and power, and if she gets divorced, she takes more than half of his property. So strong and independent. One thing she forgot about is that she's still using her grandfather's surname. Someone needs to tell her that and then watch her have a meltdown. If all men disappeared for a year, civilization would collapse. How's that for independence? Number 19, Pope Leo is calling for open borders and criticizes the rise in nationalism. Does that mean he's going to open the borders of the Vatican too? Yeah, I didn't think so. Western Europe is done. Meet the new Pope, same as the old one. Even he appears to have fallen victim to the woke mind virus. The idea of having a progressive pope kind of goes against the idea of the church that it should be conservative. Am I wrong on this? Moving on, people are wondering how the LA protesters were so well funded and organized with printed signs so quickly. Not to mention that there were pallets of bricks delivered in the middle of the street to escalate the violence. People seem to think that George Soros is behind this, but it's most likely the wealthy Marxist from South America. Also, once the optics were bad because of the Mexican flag, the protest organizers started handing out American flags to make themselves look more appealing. Number 21, at one brief moment in time, Angelina Jolie and Steve Buscemi looked the same. This just proves one thing really, really well. That without plastic surgery, Jolie would just be mid, and if she was a dude, she would have been an incel. Angelina's knockers were her major appeal, and she got rid of those preemptively in case she got cancer. These days, she's probably looking more like this, and remember that she was one of the first stars to go around adopting African babies. Up next, if you want to know how the Bitcoin block reward system goes, it's basically a lottery where whichever mining pool guesses closest to a random number gets 3.125 bitcoins. In another 2.5 years, that number gets cut in half to just 1.5, and so on and so forth. We're now living in a world where random digital numbers with no physical meaning cost more than gold. It's crazy, but that's also the way that the fiat money system works. Number 23, this woman is actually correct that Donald Trump is not her president, because she was in the country illegally and has now been deported, after standing up against him in the shirt. The best part about this is that just a minute later, she was deported. I'm not sure if this is AI or not, but it'd be funny if it were real. I don't have a problem with immigrants. Just do it legally instead of coming into somebody else's home and mooching right off of them. Moving on, people are paying for YouTube Premium, but now some users are reporting that they're seeing ads on it. Could it have something to do with the Indian CEO of YouTube coming in and also putting in multi-layered ads and doing two unskippable ads at various points in my videos? On my Same Man 2 channel, YouTube has put 4 ad breaks on my videos now. If you want the madness to stop for you, then just download the Brave browser. That's the way I do it. Number 25 on the last one, what the hell happens next for Mariah Carey? It probably involves a lot of human honey flowing. Then again, I could be wrong, and they're about to put their suits on and go to church together. I wish the men would stop degrading themselves by giving 50-plus-year-old women attention like this that they think they need or want. Plot twist. Instead of clapping cheeks, she just made all of them sandwiches. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal subscribe star links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.